Knock it off, Sam.
Okay, I can't wait for your explanation. Let's hear it.
I'm right.
Sam rolled his eyes. Then an idea popped into his head.
Okay, why don't we go ask him?
Ask him what?
If he's a Dracula in disguise, a bloodsucker, a creature of the night.
Yeah, like he's gonna admit that. Besides, it's broad daylight outside.
So?
Vampires don't answer the door in the middle of the afternoon. He must be sleeping at this time.
In his coffin, I assume? Sam questioned.
Where else? Sam sat up and leaned forward. He squinted at Kendra, who sat in the big chair by the window.
At first I thought you were joking. Now I think you're serious. Tell me you're not serious about this, Kendra.
As serious as a stake through the heart, Kendra responded. Sam didn't know what to make of this whole situation. He'd known Kendra since they were children. They'd been best friends for as long as he could remember. Kendra had never lied to him about anything. In turn, Sam could trust Kendra with anything, too. In fact, Sam confided first in Kendra about his sexual orientation. 2 years earlier, during their freshman year in college, Kendra had come right out, no pun intended, with it one day while they were working on